You're welcome. What are you looking for? So I'm going to keep that in mind as I share what I've prepared for this morning. So good morning, church. And good morning to you, Lord. It's been a busy week, and I usually try and have some sort of like story to share with you or something that struck me. But I realized as I was writing that it's just been like the only story I have is that it's been busy, and it seems like life continues to stay busy. We look for, or I look for, a break from all the stuff of the world that, you know, that we have to pay attention to, and it just doesn't seem to happen. Today we begin the journey of ordinary time as we number the Sundays after the Epiphany. And during this time, we will read accounts of who Jesus is and how we can be his disciples. When John saw Jesus coming toward him, he declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." I want you to just take a minute now and think, imagine that you are one of the very first disciples of Jesus. You are listening to John. John has been clear all along that he's not the Messiah. He claims no authority. What are the questions going through your mind? Well, John, if you are not he, then where is he? Who is our Messiah? John makes the proclamation that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah. He testifies that he has seen the Holy Spirit in the form of the dove rest on Jesus. He has seen Jesus anointed by God. What is your reaction to this? You're listening to John teach, and then Jesus walks by and John points him out and says, "There he is, the Lamb of God." And you look up and you see this man. How do you imagine that? How do you imagine seeing Jesus walk by? Two of those listening follow Jesus. And Jesus turns around and asks them, "What are you looking for?" They're looking for a teacher, someone to help them, a rabbi. And they know that they want to spend time with him. And Jesus says, "Well, come on." So after spending the day with Jesus, Andrew goes and seeks out his brother. "You got to come and see this," he says. And he takes his brother Simon to where Jesus is. And Jesus immediately acknowledges him and gives him a new name, Peter, the Rock. Now, dear disciples, as you hear these words of Jesus, are you transformed like Andrew? And are you ready to go into the world, into the community, into your family, into wherever you are, and invite someone to come and see the same way Jesus invited you? Will you ask them to come and see with you? Will you invite them to be a part of the ministry of Jesus, the love of Jesus, this ministry that we are all invited into? Will you follow? Will each one of us follow? Tomorrow we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King, a man who, when Jesus said, "Follow me," he did. When Jesus said, "Come and see," he did. And he brought others to see as well. He preached nonviolence, change through nonviolence, and he preached beloved community, where all are cared for and where all are loved. That's our job. to make sure that all are cared for and each one of us is loved. Not just loved, but beloved. The collect for Martin Luther King is, Almighty God, by the hand of Moses, your servant, you led your people out of slavery and made them free at last. Grant that your church, following the example of your prophet, Martin Luther King, may resist oppression in the name of your love and may strive to secure for all your children the blessed liberty of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May we all resist oppression in the name of God's love and strive to secure for all of our children liberty. Liberty in the knowledge of Jesus and who Jesus is. So as we move forward, your vestry is working to update our website. Chris Weber is the webmaster, and he needs some help. One of the tabs on our website is who we are. Now, I talked with Chris about writing something for that, but I realized that I don't really share the same rich history about this place that each one of you do. So I'd like to take a minute to just ask you to share with me an answer to the question, who are we? Who are we as a church? As a family of God? As disciples? Now, I don't have a flip chart to take notes, but I'm gonna take notes on some paper here, and I'm going to put together the things that you share with me, and then I'm going to write something for our website. So just take a minute, and I'm going to ask you to answer the question, who are we as a church? Libby?
I think we're resilient and strong in our faith. And through a lot of ups and downs, we continue to spread the word. And
yeah.
We are a loving, welcoming community. We're one of the few left of the original plants that Bishop Jones put together 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still going.
Amen.
Some kind of fell by the wayside, but we kept on going.
Do any of you remember what it was that Bishop Jones shared about the importance of planting new churches? Anybody have any corporate memory of that? No?
I think he wanted to get new blood into the church.
Okay.
And grow it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay. So that's part of the ministry of this place, Bobby.
Yes. I think there are quite a few members of our congregation that go out and do feed and clothe the poor and heal those who are hurting. And join in with others and doing those things.
Else? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I probably should have warned you, but sometimes spontaneity is the best.
One or more of us have a plan or come up with a form of outreach or whatever, you know. I think even those that might not feel like, well, this is the way we should go, they still support those of us that are in that realm, I guess.
If you were looking for a church and you clicked on St. Francis' website and you clicked on this tab that says who we are, what would you read that would make you want to come here on Sunday?
Caring community.
What'd you say, Richard?
He said it's a caring community. Oh. Well, I'm going to share some of the things that I've heard. I've heard that the music is a great draw and very much appreciated. Something else? I've heard that although small in numbers, you're mighty in faith and love. Anybody else want to share? You don't have to. I wanted to hear from you all the sentiment and the things that are important to you about this place as you prepare to go forward on the journey of calling a new vicar.
I think the mission statement we have on the back of the bulletin, where we invite others.
Thanks. So along those lines of the future of this church, in 2 weeks there'll be an annual meeting. And I want you to watch your email for information about the business of the meeting, because there will be some very important things that will come up and be discussed. So please try and be here. We will start earlier. We'll begin at 9 with breakfast, and we'll have a potluck breakfast, and then we'll have the business meeting, and then we'll have worship. And that will be how we proceed. And it'll be fun. I promise there'll be some fun. You know me. And I'm sure that with this congregation there will be lots of good food and lots of good fellowship. Perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate, so shine in us and through us, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen.